Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include November Project turns into an NP, cheating at the Cruel Jewel 100, the truth emerges, and which ultra runner is taking on the FKT of the Appalachian Trail. Our first story comes from the free fitness group November Project, which is now a bona fide nonprofit. Yes, folks, NP has gone NP. The group started 6 years ago by some ex-collegiate rowers, touts free fun fitness, and in recent years has teamed up with the North Face to bolster attendance and enthusiasm at their Endurance Challenge Series events. Congrats to NP on your next chapter. There's a bit of an overblown controversy at this year's Cruel Jewel 100. We already reported on the results last week, but have some more info to share on the second male to cross the line, Xavier Perrault. We waited to report on this one until we heard from the race organizers, Dumbass Events. They posted to their Facebook page after the issue spiraled with rumors flying all over social media. People publicly called out Xavier for cheating after some of his split times seemed impossible on the Ultra Signup livecast. What ended up happening is a junction mid-race was poorly marked, causing some to think you had to do a short 5 or 6 mile loop more than once. Race leader Andy Pearson confirmed the confusing junction, and race officials were quick to fix the error once it was reported, but not quick enough to save Xavier from doing it twice. Once they found him, they agreed he could continue and skip the loop later in the course and still be eligible for a finish. They ultimately did not allow his second place result to stand as he did not run the race in the correct order. Let's all maybe take a step back and let the race organizers step in before drawing too many conclusions. Ultra runner Harvey Lewis, most recently known for his dramatic second place finish at the Biggs Backyard Ultra this past fall, where he battled rival Guillaume Calmette on the Endless Loop course. Harvey announced he will begin this week on his own Appalachian Trail journey from Georgia to Maine, attempting to break the FKT. He says he will have the aid of his dad, an old work van, and some close friends to attempt to break the 45-day, 12-hour, 48-minute record set by Joe McConney last year. Of course, this means Harvey's attempt will be supported. Selection criteria is out for the 2019 U.S. team to be sent to the World Long Distance Mountain Running Champs to be held all the way next November in Argentina on a 42-kilometer mountain course. Your best shot at getting in will be by placing high at this year's World Champs, winning the 2018 Moab Trail Marathon or 2019 Broken Arrow 26K, and finally, by submitting your race resume to USATF's Mutt Council. For more info, see the full press release from ATRA. Zagama! The insane race, or maybe we should say religion, takes place in the Basque region of Spain. From the looks of it, it seems like an incredible event, not just from the brutal course and high-level competition, but also the people surrounding the event who are ferocious fans. Just look at them lining the course of this steep mountain race. Ida Nilsson of Sweden, so hot right now. She returns from her Transvulcania victory to slam dunk this one, winning in 4:38. It was her first Zagama. Laura Orge was 7 minutes back and Ruth Croft was third. On the men's side, it was Remy Benet of Switzerland who edged out course record holder Stian Angermund of Norway by 90 seconds. Intense. Bartłomiej Przybylowski of Poland was third. Max King was your top American in sixth place. This leads off the new Golden Trail series, presented by Salomon, a global series focused on some of the world's toughest iconic events. That travels to Chamonix next at the Mont Blanc Marathon. The only other race of note this weekend was the IAU Euro 24-Hour Champs, which saw 30 countries represented on the 1.2-kilometer course. It was Patricia Baranowski of Poland taking the win in 151 miles. She's the current reigning world record holder. On the men's side, Andrzej Rzeczkowski, and I'm not getting any help on these names this week, won with 164.9 miles, pretty stout. The annual Western States Camp took place this Memorial weekend along the final 70 miles of the storied course over 3 days. My Strava and Instagram feeds were blowing up all weekend long, and it was giving me a serious case of FOMO. Gotta get back out there next year, for sure. It was a who's who of ultra runners, many whom of which will be towing the line in Squaw Valley next month for the race. That means we are officially within 4 weeks already. Dang, where'd the time go? And our final story this week is a bit of coverage from our Beast Coast correspondent, Jizzlewizzle, on the lesser-known Western States storylines to look out for. He posted his article on irunfar.com. Four men are fighting to become the oldest finisher ever of states, with 75-year-olds Ian Madison and Dennis Trefanconti, the eldest of the bunch. Diana Fitzpatrick is looking to break the 60-and-over course record of 25-40. Pacerless Carl Meltzer is looking to best the 50-and-over record set by Doug Latimer of 1843, and he seems pretty confident, according to Twitter. Finally, the women's race for the win is looking intense. Four previous winners of the race and last year's top Ultra Runner of the Year candidates are all on board, along with several golden ticket challengers. You want my picks? You have to wait a couple weeks. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 95 of Outhouse News, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel. Have a week.